Hello, I'm Martin Park. You can call me Coach. Welcome to the channel. Firstly, thank you for tuning in. I appreciate your company. If you find value in today's episode, then please don't forget to hit the subscribe, like, or follow buttons to help me with growing my channel. Today, I'm going to talk about 6 actionable recommendations to avoid any unintentional weight gain. And these are all important and in no specific order. Recommendation number 1, don't lead a sedentary lifestyle. In our modern world, with all its technological advances, we can be as sedentary as we want and still live a life. We have boats and planes and cars and trains and buses and trams and motorbikes and electric bikes and elevators and escalators and travelators and power this, that and the other to make everything easier and less energy draining. And sure, we all like comfort and pleasure and an easy life, but whether we like it or not, we are a machine that has been built from the ground up to move. So, to avoid joining the 65% of people on the planet who are overweight, I strongly advise integrating regular physical activity into your lifestyle, as doing so will bring tangible benefits to your overall health, wellness, and weight management. Walk instead of drive, play sport, go to the gym, move as much as possible and in as many ways as you can. No excuses. Recommendation number 2, mindful eating. And with this, I'm not referring to sitting there chewing and swallowing while considering the taste and texture and the pleasantness of your surroundings. I'm referring to you training yourself to be aware of what is in the food that you are eating. What nutrients does it contain? Are those the nutrients needed by your body at this particular time? What is the calorie value of the portion that you are going to be eating? Does it have any added nasties that you don't want to be eating, like chemicals or preservatives or trans fats or unnecessary sugar? If it is takeaway, how was it cooked? Was it boiled or steamed or deep fried or stir fried or something else? And before you start to fill your head with negative self-talk like, what? That's a lot to learn. How am I going to do that? The time required to acquire the knowledge necessary to practice this version of mindful eating, not only to prevent unintentional weight gain, but also to significantly enhance overall well-being, is far less than that needed to learn to drive a car. And we are talking about learning to drive your machine, your body, the thing that you have been gifted from birth and that you will spend your entire earthly life with. So get over it and get on with it. Recommendation number 3, make most of your meals home-cooked or prepared. When you cook or prepare your own meals, you have control over the ingredients that go into them. You can choose healthier ingredients such as fresh fruit and vegetables, lean proteins and whole grains, and all at a lower cost. Also, these ingredients are typically lower in calories and higher in nutrients than the ingredients found in most takeaway meals, which often contain high levels of sodium, unhealthy fats and added sugars. And most important, when you cook or prepare your own meals, you have control over the portion sizes. Takeaway or cafe restaurant meals often contain larger portion sizes than necessary, which then can contribute to overeating and unnecessary weight gain as you try to finish everything on the plate in front of you. I'm not suggesting that you try to become a master chef, but anyone can learn the basics of cooking simple, humble food. And while it may require more time and effort, the benefits of home cooking are well worth the investment when it comes to managing your weight. Recommendation number 4, eat your calories, don't drink them. Whenever there is a solid version of the food that you are about to drink, then choose it. And by that I mean, don't drink the juice, eat the fruit. Don't drink the vegetables, eat the vegetables. Don't drink your carbohydrates as soft drink or soda or whatever you call it, eat your carbohydrates as solid food. Applying this rule whenever you can will not only help to eliminate a lot of unnecessary calories, but also will help provide you with more fiber and more micronutrients, all which will help with managing your weight. Recommendation number 5, learn to manage stress. In my experience, when it comes to weight management, stress can be a major factor. From stress eating and drinking, where you turn to high-calorie comfort foods or alcohol to cope with your emotions, to a stress-induced lack of motivation to exercise, as let's face it, it's hard to find the energy to work out when you're feeling overwhelmed, to stress-related sleep problems that can disrupt hormones that regulate appetite and metabolism, making it harder for you to control your food intake. And the list goes on. However, by taking a proactive approach to managing your stress, you will give yourself a much better chance of being able to control your weight and your overall health and well-being. There are many ways to achieve this, and what you choose to incorporate into your lifestyle to manage your stress is something that you'll have to take the time to discover for yourself, as this is a personal thing. My recommendation would be find ways and things that are doable and that you like, and then get started immediately. Recommendation number 6, regularly check your weight. Understanding your weight is crucial for managing it effectively. So incorporating a daily weighing ritual into your schedule is one of the easiest, simplest, yet most effective habits you can do to help manage and control your weight. My preferred method involves weighing yourself at a consistent time each day, ideally without clothing for accuracy. However, if this isn't feasible, wearing the same or similar attire each time provides a reliable alternative. Record your weight daily for a week, then calculate the weekly average by adding each day's weight and dividing by 7. This approach helps smooth out daily fluctuations, providing a more accurate representation of your progress over time. Repeat this process weekly to track your trends accurately. This consistent monitoring offers valuable insights into whether you are gaining, losing, or maintaining weight, allowing for prompt adjustments as needed. If access to a reliable scale, such as those found in reputable gyms, isn't available, investing in a home scale is a worthwhile option. Affordable options are available, and some budget scales can rival the accuracy of pricier models, so check them all out. These are 6 recommendations that I believe, if you incorporate them into your lifestyle, then they will go a long way toward assisting you to avoid any unintentional weight gain. I thank you for listening, and I look forward to spending some time with you again. Bye for now.